The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, December 8th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Christmas seasons tend to bring a lot of pressure for a lot of people. Christmas, in terms of coming home to celebrate, tends to bring a lot of emotions for a number of people. A number of people tend to get despondent during the Christmas season as they see a number of people are merry, as they see a number of people are spending money, as they see a lot of people are celebrating and they find themselves not being able to do it. This tends to bring a lot of depression for a number of people. A number of people had loved ones who transitioned during the year. And at the end of the year, when they're supposed to be celebrating, they find themselves alone. They find themselves not being happy. We have people in studio who give support to persons who need support during the Christmas season. As we go about our merry way, celebrating, trying to meet the obligations, we tend to forget those other people who are having a tough time, who are having challenges. And at the Christmas time, the Yuletide season, they become overwhelmed. And we need to have time to know where can we send these people, direct these people in order to get support, in order to get, solutions to deal with the number of emotions that they may be going through during the year. I know for me personally, I usually get, I think that's the expression on Facebook. Yeah, I tend to get near during the Christmas season when I say, man, I won't do nothing, but whatever y'all do is y'all do. I feel some type of way. And surely there may be times where I could get support, someone could talk to pep me up. This show is about that support. A place to go, a place to call, so you can have conversations during the Christmas season. Without further ado, I want to introduce my guest. They've been on the show before about Christian Counseling. The organization is called Christian Counseling Center. I think that's in Centerville. Am I right? Correct?
Yes.
Centerville. I'm excited to have them here because the last time they were here, they were a great resource in terms of giving people hope. This show is about giving hope during the Christmas season. I want you to introduce everybody who's here, right? So get the mic closer to you. I know you give extra support, and our guests are here as the directors and the guidance. But I want you to introduce the guests so people can appreciate the what it's all about. Good?
Good day. My name is Denise Worrell. I'm a counselor at the Christian Counseling Center. And here today to discuss hope for the holidays is Pastor Fred Arnett, one of the founding members of Christian Counseling Center, and his dear wife, Sister Helen Arnett, who will be speaking about the hope that we can offer at the holiday season.
I'm not also preaching or speaking for the hope, but I think this is for all of us. To offer hope is to reach out and to seek those who may be in a silo or in hibernation, to try and encourage them to get out. And maybe some are on the bullet train going nowhere, just speeding along because they're hopeless and they feel like they get distracted with the shopping and running around or sucking liquor or whatever they're doing. This will medicate the loss and the pain. But you wake up the following day and the pain and the grief are still there. And so we want to let you know that number 58 Collins Avenue, our numbers 3 to 37,000. We're there. We're willing to sit with you, listen to you. We're not saying we are there to fix you or offer a magic formula, but we want to listen actively and encourage you to not stay alone or just medicate with, whether alcohol or whether gambling or becoming a gym rat, because you got to go to the gym at some point and face reality. We want to sit with you and let you unload and talk about what's hurting deep below the waterline, because sometimes we skim on the surface and the pain is still there.
Could we go back to something that you said just now, Sister Arnett? You said we don't want you to sit in, right, your addiction. If it's alcohol, gambling, the gym, right? And so most people wouldn't even think of the gym as an addiction, right? But for, you know, I think it's important to talk to people. It's not always what the thing is, it's how you're relating to the thing,
yes.
The space that the thing holds in your life, right? Mm. Like, I don't ever want to be the moral police. Like, people want to gamble, okay, you want to gamble. Mm. But you have an account where you put all the money you think you're going to need for the month or for the week, however you get paid, and then what you have left over. Mm-hmm. Then you decide what you're going to do with that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't spend all your time gambling in terms of how you spend your time. You got to do all the things you're supposed to do with the kids, right? And so when people say, I tell the story, Nuri, my mother get a call from my auntie, and she's like, yeah, come over to children sleeping. And she's like, it misses 7:30 in the afternoon. What you mean the kids sleeping? She's like, yeah, yeah, I have a life that I need to live that I could do while they sleeping. Right? So you do all the things with the kids. That's what that early bedtime is about. So then you get all their things done, and you spending your time appropriately as well. So I think a lot of people don't realize you get stuck on the TV. Right, you could get stuck in the phone, you get stuck in the book, and never lift your head out of the book. And so it's not just the thing in and of itself, but it's how we attach ourselves to the thing, or it attaches itself to us.
Yeah. We idolize on it and it becomes a god in our life.
I want to concentrate on the theme. You said hope for the Christmas, or hope for
holidays.
For the holidays. Why is that important? Why is it's the theme of for this time, home. Because I mean, I understand you all do concerts on the time,
yeah.
But now you all have a theme. Yeah. Why you've decided to have a theme for this time?
Well, may I say to you that Christmas time is one of the most difficult time for a number of individuals, and that is one of the reasons why we try to get people to realize that no matter what happened, there you might have lost a loved one, a very good friend, a husband, someone close to you, a spouse. And at this time, I can say that it is much more difficult than any time of the year, except maybe when you would have gotten married, if you was married, or if you decided to have a birthday party, they will be missed. But the Christmas time is one of those times that we feel, we know that it's a very difficult time for those who need to find hope if they don't have it already.
Reverend Arnett, you mentioned hope again, and you say it's a difficult time. But what is it that your organization, I know you're a resource for the Bahamas. We celebrate you. We understand what you do. But I'm, for the listening audience who is hearing about you for the first time, not knowing what you are exactly, and I want you to basically explain what it is that you do again. What can you do for people who are depressed during the Christmas time? I mean, what can you tell me that my loved one died? I realize it's Christmas time and they're not here anymore. I'm despondent now. And now I'm hearing on the radio, there's an entity, is an institution that gives counseling. And I want to know, what can you do for me?
Well, I can invite you to come in, CA Newry, and we can sit and have a conversation. And maybe you can go back and remember last Christmas, what you and your wife or your girlfriend, whoever it is, or your best friend did. And we can also look at what meaning that has for you and encourage you instead of staying in that silo and giving up on your other friendships, inviting you to come out. And sometimes coming out, we find that persons is not just going to put us down, but persons will sit with us and listen to us and be there for us and even say, well, like if you go to Aaron's house, she would, you know, just focus on CA and try and pull and make his Christmas better. That's far better than sitting in a house locked away. That's what we can offer. Or sometimes when people say, no, I can't come, we would try and probably do an on-site visit.
So just tell me, talk with the process, okay? Mm-hmm. Hope for the holidays. I just hear you for the first time. Now I want to call. I want mm-hmm. to come in. Mm-hmm. I want to be involved. I want to speak to a counselor. Mm-hmm. Tell me that process. How do I start?
Well, you can call the Christian Counseling Center at
3237,000,
and you can make an appointment to see a counselor. That's 3237,000, and you can begin the process there.
3237,000.
7,000? Yes.
All right.
Somebody will be willing to talk with you about your situation, listen to you, and provide some suggestions that you can put in place in your life to help stave off this feeling of loneliness. We know that loneliness often leads to social isolation during the holidays. People decide they're going to just stick to themselves. And if nobody comes and check for them, they will stay in that state and become depressed, and then that leads to other more serious difficulties later on. Grief is one of those things that can produce this social isolation and cause people to want to just be by themselves and do nothing. But there are some people that just get seasonally depressed at the change of seasons. We don't have four seasons so much here in the Bahamas, but we do have two. And people tend to respond to these in negative ways, some people. And as a result, you have seasonal depression coming into place, and there are things that you can do to prevent this. For example, exposure to sunshine. I remember when my husband was studying in the UK, he became very depressed in certain seasons there because of the cloudiness, the constant darkness in the sky, even in the middle of the day. And he recognized that. He had to take vitamins to keep up his vitamin C and vitamin D and try to get exposure to sunshine, which is a big help. But there are other things that you can do as well. Instead of denying your feelings, you can face your feelings as raw and as hurting as they are, because they facing your feelings will give you power over them, will give you healing. Hiding them away is the dangerous thing. It's kind of like bacteria or virus that you put in the dark and they multiply.
Let's talk about just sad for a second, the seasonal affected or season something
sort of, right.
Disorder, right?
Yes.
I had that experience in England as well. The first thing they tell you is buy a sun lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for St. Alphonse, it had plenty of Bahamian students.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes we diminish people's value because of where they want to locate themselves in life. And I always tell people, you don't know why people want to work outside. You don't know why they don't want an office job. And in many instances, people appreciate, enjoy, feel the value of working outside where their elbows and their knees, the back of their neck are not covered, exposed to sun all the time. It drives their energy. And then we around here talking, well, you don't want to do nothing with your life. You don't want to get an office job. But no, I find hope right where I am.
Okay. You mentioned part of the sessions is in-person and telephone calls. Mm-hmm. Recently, I have come across a number of elderly people who I now have to call on my routine of every week. I call this one and the next one and the next one just to say hi. Yes. I want to know, besides calling in and session, can I pre-order? Look at this thing now. I tailored it to my life. Can I pre-order the center to call a loved one to say every week at a particular time to have a conversation with an elderly person? And how much something that would charge, by the way? And then we can talk about price. Because I know you're sponsored by the church.
No.
I want you to explain how you make money, who pays for the counselors and all of that also. So that's two questions. Can I prearrange something for elderly people or the people depressed or whatever it is who say, oh, this person needs counseling, right? Mm-hmm. Or needs someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. Can I book that? Mm-hmm. And y'all call, not they call, right? Mm-hmm. And how is it that you pay your staff? And is the people who need assistance, is there a price tag attached to it? Something like that.
Yeah, there is. We do charge a fee of $75 or $100 before hours and after hours or weekends. We do have people who donate to the center. We're not funded by the government. I just want to put that out there. We are a faith-based ministry. So persons know what we're doing, and they sometimes give a donation, and this is how we work through it. But calling persons, whenever someone approaches on calling, like somebody who's old or infirmed or whatever, we then get with the primary caregiver and find out the access and even encourage them to bring them in. So it can give some ownership to that individual to say, you know, I'm interested in my counseling. If while we are dealing with that individual, we suss it out and find that they're really depressed, they need an intervention, we will then take it upon ourselves to call them, empower them then to own this, and then they in turn, maybe the next or third time, they start to call us. Even in the family islands, before coming here this morning, I dealt with someone on one of our islands who's going through grief and loss. They lost a primary member of their family, and they're really going through a dark period in their life. And I am now initiating them and empowering them to reach out. And so what they're doing in their community, reaching out to primary persons who can assist them. You don't want to just let them sit there and you do all the work for them. You want to empower them, because you're not going to be available all the time. And you don't want to have this Messiah complex that I'm here to fix everybody in the world. No, it's just one Messiah. He's already died for the world. You empower people. Let them get their tools and begin to use it.
Reverend Arnett, you mentioned, Miss Arnett mentioned faith-based counseling. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that is. I know you're the Reverend. That's why I asked you directly. What do you wife mean by faith-based counseling?
We personally believe in Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives. So it means you need someone that you can put your faith, your trust, and everything in. We make sure that when you come to us, I don't care whether you're atheist or what, we will see you, we will work with you. But no matter what, we like to, for you to know that there is a place, there is someone that we can trust in. So I really, that's where it is. At the end of the day, we need to find someone to put our trust in. And the someone is Jesus Christ.
All right, but the services are not limited to... Now, well, let me rephrase that. Hold on. Because it's faith-based counseling,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Your personal and primary professional focus is the Christian faith. But the service is open to people of all faiths,
anyone.
Right?
Well, they don't have to believe in God. We don't beat them with the Bible, okay?
Yeah.
Because I have clients over the years who... don't want anything but God, not a Bible. And we still go on the journey together. And at the end of it, I remember one particular person saying, wow, I came with no care for God, but now I'm changing that slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be preaching the Bible at you. We integrate biblical counsel, if you want it, with psychology. We've studied psychology. We're a psychology major. We're not just... people who went to a seminary and got buried in Bible. No, no, no. It's an integration of the Word of God and psychology.
Yeah, I love the word faith, though.
Yeah.
Because the Jewish people have faith, right?
Yeah, but not all people journey like that.
Right, and then there are people who have, everyone would say they have no faith, right?
Yeah.
But their faith is not centered around a God figure. No.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I like that because I think whether you interfaith or not, you appreciate care from people who have faith.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
I found that for me, like, that's the thing. We don't have to believe in each other, but you respect and believe in your God so much that you can take care of me, whether I'm a Christian or not.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ms. Arnett, this texter is wants you to reiterate the point you made already. They want to speak on people in the old folks' home, elderly home, who needs to receive assistance but unable to call. I'm not sure what they mean by that, but I know you explained that.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume they want options for this particular grouping of elderly people who are infirmed, who need someone to speak to, but they don't have access. How do they get access?
Well, I think the person who is in charge of the nursing home or whatever needs to approach us. Because we respect authority, we just don't want to go in that space and look like we are taking over.
So if I manage a nursing home, or if I operate a, say, a daytime social club for senior citizens, I could reach out to the organization and say, hey, we do our meetings once a month.
Yeah.
Could you come in and give us a talk and then... you can connect, people who may want to go further can connect with you in this space and either organize private counseling sessions as a group. We decided, hey, you know what? Let's have a group session.
Mm.
Once every 3 months, let's have a group session. And then we create a space that if you want to just sit in private with one of the counselors, you can sit in private while you're there.
Yeah.
Because we had an incident, I want to say, not, I don't even call it an incident. It's so insensitive. We had a couple of tragic situations recently, one where an elderly man committed suicide, and I think another where there was a suspected attempt.
Yeah, power suicide, I think,
right, and so we know that in tightening economic times, financial crisis, right, can drive people to the point of considering taking their own lives.
And plus they feel abandoned, you know. A lot of people who are in those nursing homes, they feel like I have been abandoned, I have invested in my children, and here I am, here.
Yeah.
This isn't my plan.
Yeah.
What does children do to their parents?
Yeah,
they
and then
to be honest about it.
And there's a broader thing, right? There's a broader cultural thing where it's obvious we're not paying attention to the needs of older people. And it's obvious that we don't realize that by the time you get older, you may not have the wherewithal to resolve these issues, right? And then you get stuck in that feeling like, well, what did I do with my time? And now I can't take it. And then it becomes overwhelming. It can become overwhelming. So technology, can I Zoom? Can we have a Zoom session in a home? A Zoom session with people who are, and pull it right to you.
Yes, absolutely. We offer Zoom sessions to persons who need it. They are not able to come in. People on family islands, we Zoom all the time with them. Also telephone calls for those who are not tech savvy enough to Zoom. So, yes, we offer these options for persons who are unable to be present in front of us, yes.
So let's talk about payment option. You mentioned $70 and $100 depending on... $75 and $100 depending on time you call, right? Uh-huh. What are the options that people can pay? Is this a credit card thing, debit card? Can I transfer money? Do I come in with pay with cash, check? Explain all of that in terms of payment right now.
There are a number of our clients, they do online payment. We have a terminal. They can come in-house and use their credit card or whatever they desire, or write a check to the Christian Counseling Center. We have all that facility in there.
All right. Now, I know you do time sessions, 75 and 100, right? Mm-hmm. What if, like, I'm a young person, like, getting ready to go into an interview, and I have interview overload, and, like, you have a service where I could just call this number and talk to somebody, say, look here, I need somebody to talk me down. I'm getting ready to walk back to my car and say no to this interview. Just help me walk with me to the room and encourage me to stick it out and go do this interview.
Yeah, we do that. Just recently, somebody parked across the street and talked from there, and I kept talking, and then I walk in the reception area and encourage them to come through the gate, and they did. Nice. And then they were physically in our boardroom.
Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes, this is something that we enjoy doing because you can see immediate results as you talk to the person and as they respond to you and as they're open to new ideas and doing things. They just need a listening ear, and we love the opportunity to talk with them and to walk them through whatever journey they're going on. Absolutely.
When we come back from the break, I want to encourage, we're going to talk about this space where technology is kind of stepping in and filling the gap and sort of the potential dangers of that. And the importance of human-to-human interaction. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mr. Newry?
No, man, I'm enjoying this, especially during the Yuletide season, because I understand depression. I understand the need for options. And I want us to hash this out, because there's a number of people who are listening who did not realize there is a resource that they can call. So when we come back, I want to get details on where you're located, right? I want to get details. Remind us what your phone number, email address, websites, stuff like that, that people can come in and talk out and stuff like that.
And then let's talk about what hope looks like, right? And identifying hope in small places and in big places. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey, you upgraded to SanDollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated SanDollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other features.
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
Yeah, come, let me show you.
This communication applies to the Central Bank SanDollar app only. Upgrade your SanDollar app experience today.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, Jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
One starry night, so bright, the world was filled with love, a wonderful sight, the light that shined from up above, the angels proclaimed.
To Guardian Radio AM. Of course, I have Christian
Counseling Center.
Christian Counseling Center in studio. And we're talking about hope during the holiday season, right? During the commercial break, I mentioned that during this time of Christmas, there are a number of parents who are having a tough time seeing their children going through some challenging times. Right, they have their kids on drugs. Their kids made some mistakes, right? And during the Christmas time, when they want to have their children with them, around them, celebrating with them, they realize that I can't have this by with the bigger pictures. But they want to do something. I want to know what your organization. How can your organization help parents like that? You have a friend who's going through some tough time. They're outside their home. They have no place to live. And they need advice on how to deal with these things. What is the process? How do you help those type of people?
With the mother or the father who has a son or daughter who is on drugs, or maybe a pregnant teenage daughter. We encourage that parent to come in and get some tools on how to help or how to place boundaries in their lives, because a lot of people don't have boundaries, and if your life is without boundaries, then anything can come in. It's like having a yard with no walls, then every dog, cat take over the property. And I think with having some kind of boundaries, you help to protect you, and then you're better able to meet the challenges of the son who trying to take over your home. You sit with him and give him a good talk, and if he doesn't apply himself or want to go into a program, you have to cut him loose and let him hit. It's tough love. We call it tough love. I think what happens, we become codependent and feel like we have to carry them all. We become this rainbow parent. We follow them all over, and we do more damage than good, because we are not really helping them. We are crippling them, and we encourage them to go further downstream and become addicted to just sitting around all day, jobless, and taking drugs.
We have in the studio LeBron Mins, who is a blind person's co-host for today, right? And I know you're a counseling center, and I want to engage him personally in regards of a person who's impaired, handicapped in general. Whilst this Yuletide season happens, right? And I'm addressing you too now, LeBron, so forgive me. While this Yuletide season happens, you mentioned depression, dementia, wanted to be involved. And I can let, I'm just setting up the conversation so LeBron could enter. How do people who are dealing with issues contact the center? And LeBron, being a blind person, and is there a need to seek counseling in general that you feel that you need someone to talk to in general?
Not at the moment. I don't need anyone right now. No, not really. Not from me personally speaking, I don't need anyone right now. I'm good.
But persons who are visually impaired, do they need counseling in general? Or?
Yes, I'm pretty sure, especially those who are just getting into it. Because I can tell you, if you're a sighted person and you go blind, like right then and there, you really wouldn't know what to do because everything that you relied on was your sight. So I heard a number of people tell me who were sighted that when they lost their sight, it felt like it was the end of the world for them. I heard a lot of people say that. So they are definitely in need of it.
Do you use your alter ego, DJ Tita's Vibes, do you use that, right? Do you use your skills to help you generate hope? Like, does that opportunity to be a DJ, does that part of your life bring you hope? Does it allow you to access the world in other ways now that you are unsighted?
Most definitely, most definitely. Music and all of that stuff really carried me through life. So I always relied on it from when I was little. I was listening to music, got fascinated when I heard DJs on the radio and stuff like that. And soon enough, I started doing it myself, and now I'm enjoying it. So, yes.
I got another quick question for you. Whenever I see you, you have your phone in your hand and like tilted at an angle, right? I see you using the technology and the tools available for you to access the world as an unsighted person. Could you talk about how access to these sorts of tools can generate hope in people whose mobility is limited because of a disability?
Well, so they have a lot of devices out there for people who are disabled in various factors. For me, how I use my phone, I use VoiceOver on it, and so it reads to me what is on my phone screen as people would look at their phone to see what's going on. This software reads it to me, so I'm actually listening to my phone all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do the tools make you feel like you are part of the world, right? And you can move on your own steam for the most part?
Well, most definitely it does. Most definitely.
So let's go back to Mrs. Arnett in terms of hope for those people who are finding this challenges, especially like I say, handicap or everything. What type of resources or how do you go about that in terms of the conversation?
In terms of the conversation, we listen actively. We watch their body language and we try to encourage them to be brutally honest with us. We are not detectives there to dig into their lives and adjudicate on their case. We are there to be good listeners. And I want to encourage them, if they're out there, you can find us at number 58 Collins Avenue, or you can go to our website, www.cccchristiancounselingcenter.org, or our email, cccbahamas@gmail.com. And I also, just sitting in the studio and looking at Mr. Mintz, who is visually impaired, I really, really feel honored and blessed to be in his presence and see how upbeat he is and how grateful he is when there are so many who are so blessed of Almighty God and they're grumbling, complaining. And here he is with limited vision or whatever, and he's using his talent to help others. And I just pray that others out there, instead of sitting in a silo, complaining and grumbling, take that energy and move like Mr. Mintz and develop yourself. Be the CEO of yourself, the chief executive officer of you. Take care of you. And I find that a lot of our people are not doing that. They're passing that off for someone else to be their caregiver. No, take care of yourself. Get walking. Do a nature walk this Christmas. We have a couple national parks around here with the birds chirping. Go out in the park. I go quite frequently, and their warden stand is quite safe. I listen to the birds and just go through and thank God for a beautiful place that God has placed us to in the Bahamas. We can easily sit home and grumble and curse everybody, but begin to put that energy in a positive way to upbuild yourself. And thanks again, Mr. Mintz, for encouraging me today.
No problem. I just want to stick a pin right here and say that in terms of me, I don't have any vision at all. I cannot see a thing. So I use my ears and I use my cane to really get around. And in terms of you guys and what you guys do in terms of counseling and stuff like that, I really applaud that. But I have a question, and the question is, would you guys counsel school children? Because I know that there's a lot of school children out there who get pelted by the number of work that they have to do, and it really gets to them. Some of them even want to drop out at the end and do drugs and among other things. So in terms of that, do you guys counsel those people?
I have quite a few teenagers who I'm counseling now, and I also counsel the entire family, because a lot of people are pushing the children, but the parents are really the problem. So normally when the school send them, I also said I want to see the parents.
Okay, beautiful.
And I do a session with the parents, or if it's a single, whoever it is that primary caregiver, I invite them to come in. And sometimes after seeing them and the children are coming in, then midstream I find some dynamics flow and I invite the parents to come back in. We have family sessions because a lot of the parents are the problems. It's not really the child, it's the parent.
Most definitely.
Okay. What does hope look like for people who are listening right now? See, for me, hope, I always find hope in helping, in service, in volunteering, right? And I, especially young people, I show them, look, you find some place where you can be of service, right? And you will find that positive energy in there. I wanted to say, LeBron heard me, I know LeBron heard me say something. I know you say you ain't miserable and you happy, right? But I have a machine. We turn misery into kinetic energy. As Bahamians, right? Like for me, a cultural aspect, right? I tell people, first of all, the world is depressing. Children are not, the things that you expect should happen are not happening. Children are not safe. Mothers and families are not safe, right? There's war everywhere. The world is depressing. And if you are a good person and you see that, you will be affected by it, mm-hmm. right? And so it's not that you should wake up and not feel misery or not feel these things and concern, but it's how do you take that energy and turn it into positive energy? How do you take that energy and turn it into kinetic energy? You know what works for me? I love these young people. We need to talk about them bad. When I'm feeling miserable in the world and I see a young person, we interact and I say, good day. And I say, good day, young people. Or I'll say, be safe. Mm-hmm. I stopped the other day on the way to work. I was mad because of the traffic, but these children was walking to school and it was already 9:45. I know you're late, right? And I just stop and I say, y'all good, boy? Y'all young men, y'all all right? Mm-hmm. And they look at me and they say, yes, ma'am. I say, y'all be safe, okay? Mm-hmm. And then one boy look at me, He said, "You be safe too, Mom, okay?" Just like that. Because he thought that, so it generated the hope and the positive in them. It generated the hope and the positive in me. For us who are the miserable, we like to suck teeth and point with our mouth. The importance of turning that energy, that misery, into positive energy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's helping. Like when you wondering, I only have a hot dog for the rest of the day, but you see someone you know who didn't eat in 2 days and you share that hot dog with them, the hope, the joy, it fills you with.
Absolutely.
Right? So I always tell people, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling lonely, go find a place to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Right? That is one of the tips for this season, to get people to understand that giving brings back that joy and revitalizes you.
Yes. No, I was saying, come closer to the mic.
Oh, yes. So that is something that we encourage people to do. In addition to feeling their feelings, they need to open up their feelings to other people. They need to meditate. They need to find a way to give service to the community so they make an important contribution to the whole. We find that not just purchasing gifts really is the answer all the time. Sometimes make something, use your creative gifting to create something to make somebody have some joy this Christmas. Mm-hmm. And in case of people who are grieving over the holidays, they've lost loved ones and this is their first Christmas or their second Christmas without that person being there to participate in the family traditions, create new traditions. Honor the past, but also create new traditions so that you have the opportunity to create new memories and put yourself in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
You're not forgetting the person or those traditions, but you are establishing new ones to revitalize yourself.
Learn the recipes. So many of our memories, right, are connected through food and the experiences we have that food is attached to. When you're missing mama, but auntie baked the ham just like mama used to bake the ham. So get them pestered. I need the recipe. I need to make sure you're still here with us when you're gone. That in and of it, like Corinne Mitchell, bread pudding, we still waiting for somebody to make it. And so we commiserate, right? Mm-hmm. We turn our misery into joy.
Yeah.
Which one else can learn how to make this this bread pudding the proper way?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave the last few minutes. We have like 2-3 minutes to go to Mrs. Arnett. I need details on how people can contact you. I need the information with the website. I need the prices again, right? And go over the theme. Like, why did you choose the theme again? So I leave the last 3-4 minutes with you.
The theme is helping and offering hope. It's because we saw a number of persons this year who suffered major loss of loved ones, loss of job, home. And we decided this would be a good time to let them know we are here for you. Our number is 3 to 37,000. We are located at number 58 Collins Avenue. Our website is www.christiancounselingcenter.org. Our email address, cccbahamas@gmail.com. I want to let you know, if you need just to come in and sit and offload, we prefer that than you sitting in your silo or you contemplating suicide or homicide or both.
Cost again? Cost for sessions?
The cost per session is $75 or $100.
And all right.
$100 incur like after hours, before hours, or weekends.
All right. Do you all do group sessions, like light group sessions?
Yes, we do.
Because sometimes we hear somebody crack a joke about our situation, and that just warms us all right up, right?
We do group sessions.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's something, and Bahamians love, like, when you miserable, but you crack the joke on you, right? Bahamians are standing right there with you and they say, no, that ain't you, but that's you, but that ain't you, but that's you. We love you anyway, right? Reach out. Don't be afraid to let people know that you need support. Because when Bahamians see somebody in need of help and they know how to do it, they reach out. That's one thing about us. We reach out.
Yeah. Mr. Newry asked, what does hope look like? And I told him that this is hope right in the front of him here.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. It is 12 o'clock. Go ahead.
Has he called his name?
That's LeBron. She's meant LeBron Minns.
Minnis.
Minnis. Oh, LeBron Minnis. We got to go now. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Guardian Radio AM. We have members from the Christian Consult Center who were in studio. Yep. They were given hope for the holiday season. I think I get that right with the right theme. How about
the number 323? Remember, you can reach out to them, 323-7000.
There you go.
Oh, menace. I thought...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.